And joining us right now is someone you know and love. You've heard her on the show before, Kathy Garver. She played Sissy on Family Affair and done a lot of other things as well. But she has written now the Family Affair Cookbook, and it is published by Bear Manor Media. We'll talk a little bit about it. And it's really more than a cookbook. That's the reason why we're doing this interview, because it's a really good book. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. It's not really just a cookbook. It's really about the show and about you and about the cast. And it's a lot of fun, actually. I read it last night.
Well, thank you. Yes, it is. It is kind of a memorabilia collective piece, as well as a bite of nostalgia, if you will. So besides having the wonderful recipes, it chronicles the beginning of Family Affair, the show, and what's happened to the cast now, and some of the ins and outs, and also some of our guest stars that were on the show.
Exactly, and some of the people I completely forgot about that were on the show, actually. It's interesting. I actually have the video collection, and a lot of people out there may actually have it as well. It's really a nice a DVD collection that's available for folks who love Family Affair, and I think they can even get it on your website, can't they?
They can, or they can go to mpimedia.com, and they can order it there, or go to amazon.com. That's also where they can get the book, at amazon.com. Or if they order the book through my website, which is, big plug, Kathy Garver, KathyGarver.com, I will personalize it for them and then send it out. It's great for Christmas. I've just gotten some orders in for Christmas presents for people.
Well, that's a great thing. See, they can get an autographed copy, which makes it even more valuable. I didn't get an autographed copy, so I'm a little disappointed, but what can you do?
Oh, well, send it back to me, and I'll send it, you know, I'll autograph it to you, Mark.
That's okay. That's all right, but I don't want to have to do that. But this, I'll tell you this, what's amazing to me. You go through these the pictures that are in the book, and you have, you know, publicity stills and pictures of all these things. And then, of course, you talk about the person that's in the picture, which I think is fascinating. Like, for instance, I would not have known who Greg Federsen was because I really, you know, I wasn't that familiar with the program. But
Yes, Greg Federsen, who played my boyfriend on the show, was the producer's son and very handsome, the nicest guy. And although then his father, we started dating in real life. His father wasn't crazy about this. And my part seemed to get smaller. But then we broke up, and Sissy emerged again with scripts of her own.
Yeah, something. I mean, I knew who Don Federsen was, and I didn't realize that his son had played your boyfriend on the show. I didn't realize that until I read this, and then I didn't realize that he didn't approve of the whole thing. It's very interesting, and again, this is the kind of behind-the-scenes information that's in the Family Affair cookbook. It's something that you wouldn't know about if you didn't read it.
That's right, yeah.
So he was a good-looking guy, and when he first came on to play your boyfriend, you said, pretty good?
He was very cute and very nice, and would go to all the hot spots at that time in the 60s on the Strip. And it was from upper middle class family, going out with this fellow who was really, really rich on the upper class. Mm-hmm. It was that was an interesting inroad into the culture of the days. And I balanced that with, well, I hate to say this, but I'm very smart. And I was in college, and Greg had never really even graduated from high school. But sometimes that doesn't make any difference. It's like Romeo and Juliet. I mean, we had a soul connection. He was just a dear person.
Did you speak with him after you guys broke up? I mean, did you, before the accident?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And then we kind of went our different ways after the show, literally, geographically in many different ways. Sissy Kathy Garver went to London and went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and then he went to Hawaii and was selling yachts and met someone else and fell in love, and I actually was invited to the wedding, so we remained very good friends.
There's some such interesting stuff in here. We could spend an hour and a half talking about it, but we don't have that much time. But for instance, there's a picture of you and Anissa playing, you were playing piano, she was singing in the second season episode. I remember that episode. And what was it that that had them decide to let you guys perform?
Well, I think it was part of the script. And if you know the way that our show was filmed, we had to have all the scripts made at the beginning of the season because Brian Keith was contracted to only work like about 2.5 months for the entire season. So we did all of his the things that he were in, that he was in first, and then we picked up the other scenes. So at the beginning of the season, we know, filling out one of those profiles that you do on the email now, and one of the things, oh, I play the piano and I sing. And so they had all this information from which to compose the script.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that we had certain talents, and so they incorporated it into one of the scripts.
Well, you know, you just brought up a thing that I had no idea until I read about in your book. I didn't know that Brian Keith had only been signed to do 13 weeks. That was what it was kind of modeled on Fred McMurray from My Three Sons, right?
Exactly. Yeah. At that time, oh my goodness, to a movie star to do television, one just doesn't do that. But Don Federson, smart as he was, who had also produced Liberace and The Millionaire, his show, which I did like when I was a small child, not the one with John Beresford Tipton, the one where you win $1 million.
Right.
Anyway, he devised this wonderful kind of system, and he would approach, as he did Fred McMurray, say, look, we know you're a big movie star, but if you agree to do this star in this television series, you only have to work like 2 months, do all your scenes, and then you're free for the rest of the year to do whatever you want. On top of that, we'll give you a piece of the show. Well, this was rather a nice offer, so Fred McMurray accepted it, and then it was offered to Glenn Ford on Family Affair, but he turned it down, but Brian accepted it, and the rest, as we say, is history.
It is history, but of course, when you have a situation where one of the actors is working a very short amount of time, the two kids are limited. It falls on other people to do it, and one of the people was you, it fell to. I remember reading in the book that sometimes when you were supposed to be opposite Anissa Jones, you were opposite some guy chomping a cigar or something.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it was a test of my acting ability to look at this fellow, you know, with a big cigar in his mouth, and I'm saying, oh, Buffy, you want to go to the park now? Yeah, Sissy, let's go to the park. So I said, okay, let's go, honey. used one's imagination.
It is kind of a test. But and the other thing that I didn't realize, and actually it's kind of legendary, you know, when there are mistakes in film, especially continuity errors, there are actually sites like Film Flubs that point them out. And one of the ones that has been pointed out in the past was the one where Buffy had a broken leg. And Anissa Jones actually broke her leg twice. And the second time, you can actually see in the television show, in one part she's walking, another part she's not walking. And there was nothing they could do about it because of the situation with Brian Keith, right?
That's right. You know, and we had a pretty good continuity person. But when you're doing shooting the way we were, and Brian is off in Madagascar or Krakatoa, East of Java, and Anissa, you know, there was a double for her. So we would get the back of her walking from behind the couch where she had been hidden with her broken leg. And but then when she broke it again, then that was really a mess.
Yeah, you say some really nice things about Brian Keith. I guess a really nice guy. Huh?
He was terrific, and he just got a star in the Walk of Fame. Now it's been 2 years, and I flew down from San Francisco and made a speech for him, and he was just a terrific individual, so talented and so true to his own nature. Nothing duplicitous, no spin, hated publicity, was just true to his feelings, you know, and that kind of honesty, especially these days, is hard to find.
Yeah. Now, do you ever see Johnny at all?
Not very much. He lives in Los Angeles. I think he's going to celebrate his 50th birthday this year. And he, unfortunately, kind of got into the same situation as Anissa with a drug problem.
Mm-hmm.
And drugs and alcohol, and was really on the wrong path before his family did an intervention and saved him, literally, from Anissa's fate. And so now he's out of show business, but he took a drug counseling certification program. So He's still in drugs, but on the other side now.
Yeah, we actually had him on the program a while back. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about Sebastian, who from the show, everybody thinks of him as very, like the character.
Sebastian was terrific, and I think one thread that went through all of the personalities of the characters was that they were really loving, giving people. There have been other shows like ours and Dysfunctional Families or something outside of the norm, but what I think made our show so successful and made Family Affair a classic is that these characters and the people who played them really cared for one another, and they showed it. Sebastian loved his family, and I went over to his house along with other people, and he would cook up meals, and that was great, and you could see his generosity of spirit, and that spilled over, I think, onto the show. And then for his professional life, I think also what made Family Affair such a classic was the dynamic between Sebastian and Brian. Now, Sebastian came from this English style of acting, and he would pore over every line, and he would get every line precisely right. And he'd be working on it during the day and over the weekend, and Brian would come in and say, yeah, what do we have today? Uh-huh, that's it. Okay, let's go. Sebastian is working from the acting style of the outside in, whereas Brian is the inside out. And that really worked very well for Family Affair.
Mm. You mentioned Anissa and the problems that she had. She died very young. She was on the show till age 13, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And she was still carrying around that Mrs. Beasley doll.
Yes.
They really didn't let her character kind of grow up.
Exactly. This was very hard because I think, being a psychology minor from UCLA, that this is the age when any child is trying to establish their identity and say, okay, now who am I? And going from that child to those first little insights into one's basic personality. Well, she was not given that. She was restricted and restrained, and yes, you wear your hair into ponytails, and yes, you carry your doll because this is what the show is based on, and her mother encouraged that because she was getting paid now big bucks, and she was, curried off every weekend to do publicity things. And Anissa, who is the dearest, sweetest person, and again, with just a wealth of generosity of spirit and person, was caught in that. And then she was living at the beach in California, and all of her friends were taking drugs and doing this and that. And especially after the show, she says, I've had it. I want to know who I am, and these people are showing me a fun time, and I can be free, and I don't have to be restricted. And then, unfortunately, she took an overdose. And a big overdose. It was the biggest ingestion of drugs that had ever been recorded in San Diego history, San Diego, California. So it was a tragedy. And we look at all of the kids today, Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay's getting better. But at the same token, too much too soon and no control.
Mm.
They need prehab. Get them at least assuaged and get them ready to take on what's going to be presented to them.
I give Paul Peterson some credit for taking the leadership in those kind of things.
I love Paul. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing him this weekend. We're going to a disabled vet breakfast in Los Angeles. Then we're doing a bowling thing up in Stockton, California for the Go Foundation.
Mm.
And he is terrific. He fights and fights, and now he's fighting for the Octomom's kids.
Yeah, that's good.
And he fought for John and Kate's kids. They were in a thing, because there were no child labor laws, and these kids would be on TV all the time, and no breaks, nothing. And you know what they did? They moved the show to a different state, so where they had the free no child labor laws. Or, I forget what this is called, free for work or something state. And now the same thing was happening with Octomom, but Paul is out there with Gloria Allred, fighting away, and good for him. He's tireless in his pursuit for protection for these kids.
Yeah, we're talking with Kathy Garver, who we've had on many times. She's written the Family Affair cookbook, and the foreword is by Don Wells, who knows a little bit about being a character in a popular TV show as well.
That's right. Tanya is a good friend of mine, and we're writing a book together now of two minds, kind of like Pretty Power and Perseverance. But the book itself has recipes from each one of the episodes. In Family Affair, if there was a meal mentioned, there is a recipe in the book to coincide with it. And then each character has a recipe. There's Mr. French's Gourmet recipes, and the kids, Jody and Buffy, have kids' menus that are and recipes easy to prepare. I have, in my Sissy Sizzles chapter, recipes that I've culled and garnered from friends and families. And then, of course, Uncle Bill has his own potent potables and libations.
It's a wonderful book. Not only does it have the recipes, which many of the people out there will want to try out, but did you actually go through all the videos to kind of call these things?
I did with my co-author, Jeffrey Mark. I credit him with that. That's what he did.
Oh, wow.
It would have probably driven me crazy because I'm high energy and let's get on with it. He sat through every single episode, and there are quite 139.
Yeah.
And then jotted down every single food that was mentioned.
Wow.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He deserves a lot of credit, though.
Yeah.
The book, again, has recipes, it has great pictures, and it has little fun facts that you might not know, like Anissa Jones, I did not realize, was offered the Regan role in Exorcist. She played the one that that Linda Blair actually got,
role.
Yeah. That would have been a turning point in her life if she had taken it.
That's right. She had different turning points. At that point, she was fed up with show business and didn't want anything more to do with it.
What a shame.
I want to be a person. I want to be a teenager. So.
What a shame. Her brother died from an overdose, too, didn't he?
Yes. So, unfortunately, the mother lost both of her children to suicide. And, you know, it's tough being a parent. I have an 18-year-old son myself, and they're harder to raise when they get older.
You
can't be too strict, and you can't be too loose. You know, you just kind of have to. And there, I don't care how many books you read on this is the way to parent and do this and do that. You know, you kind of, I guess, have to follow your heart and hope and pray that you're on the right track.
So is your son a freshman in college like mine is?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Isn't
it interesting?
Where is he going to school?
He's going to the College of San Mateo, which is close to where we live, and then he's going to transfer over to the University of California at Santa Barbara.
Oh, what does he want to do?
He is going to be Trump. He is going to build and own hotels and restaurants in San Francisco and Dubai. So, he's going to a junior college, which I actually applaud. I get to have him for a couple more years. And only at the junior colleges do they have real estate classes. They don't have that at the state colleges or universities. So he's taking his real estate salesman this semester, and then next semester he's taking the classes for the brokers, and then my brother is a commercial broker. He's going to hang his sign. So he's pretty focused on what he wants to do.
That's a good thing. But he doesn't have the showbiz thing inside him, huh?
He doesn't. This is his own stage mom. Don't be a stage mom or dad. He belonged to Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, that are the unions for actors. And he did Nash Bridges and he did voiceovers. And when he was 12, that very age when they're trying to get their identity, he said, I'm not doing this anymore. He did not want to do it. And so I said, okay, that's fine. You can't push these kids. You know?
Yeah. Well, the book is a fun book. I think it's going to do well. For all your fans out there of The Family Affair, if you remember that show, you'll love the book. And even if you don't, you might enjoy the recipes anyway. The Family Affair Cookbook by Kathy Garver, known as Sissy to all of us. And again, the book is available online at Amazon.com. It's at Barnes & Noble's. It's at Borders. And if you want to get a copy that's autographed, what a great gift that would make, just go to Kathy Garver, KathyGarver.com and order your copy. And it's great, as always, to talk to you, and it's nice to keep in touch.
Thanks, Mark. Same here.
Take care.
Good luck to us on our sons.
Yeah, exactly. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.